So The Fall was a brand new production at the Baxter this October, where they shared the experiences of seven recent UCT graduates during the Rhodesmus Fall and subsequent student movements. And I have Urabile with me on the line. Urabile, could you please introduce yourself?
Hello, how are you guys? My name is Urabile Dipile, and I am part creator and writer of The Fall. I am a theatre maker, I am a writer, I am a co-owner of ByDP Arts Collective and a member of a new network called Age of Art. A storyteller, I just love telling stories, I just love, you know, putting the message out there, yeah.
How did you get involved with The Fall? How did it all start?
The Fall, I think about three members in the cast were involved in a show called Black Dog in Nyama, right, which was part of the UCT Bunny Simon season in our final year of varsity. And then the CEO of the Baxter Theatre from Hidden Campus commissioned Black Dog in Nyama to be staged at the Baxter Theatre. And then during that time, it was the protest with this starting, you know, and shutdowns and that. And then Tika and myself were doing a show called The Island by Apple Fugard and John Kani. And then the facilitator of the whole program was like, guys, there's a story to be told. There's turmoil in the country, you know, there's an event that needs to be documented, you know. And as graduating students, we have been thinking about life after graduation, you know, like I'm studying theater, there's this degree. After graduation, what do I have to offer? And as storytellers, The Fall and archiving this particular moment in history was how, you know, that started. And then we went to the Baxter Theater, and then the Baxter Theater liked the concept. And then we started writing the show. It took us a month. We wrote the show for a month, did a couple of interviews, and most of us were active in the movement, so, you know, we had a bit of context going into the show. And that's just how it started. It was spawned from the Bun Simon season, and yes, just like Black Dog in Jamnyama told the stories of kids, the youth of 1976, The Fall tells the story of the youth of 2015 and so on.
It's been quite successful, and you won the Fringe First Award in Edinburgh. Tell me about this award and how that experience was for you.
Yes, so when we found out that we were going to Edinburgh, right, you're aesthetic, you're like, yeah, okay, we're going to travel the world, you know, and it's your first time out of the continent and taking such a controversial show to a very, like, you know, white space, you know, the island of colonization where everything was spawned. So of course, going in there, we were quite nervous, you know, we didn't know how people are going to take the show, how are they going to receive it, you know, are the audience members going to be outraged and so forth. And even before we started performing, we had already been nominated for the Freedom of Expression Award, the Amnesty Freedom of Expression Award. This is like before we've even warmed up, we've even started marketing the show or anything. Yeah. And then the first week went by, and then we were told that we are going to win the first Fringe First Award. And we were ecstatic. We were like, okay, how is that happening? But then it happened, you know, and that just showed that this piece goes beyond like matters of black and white and such, you know, like it really touches people on a very human level, because it is a very human and true personal story, you know. And then so we won that award in the first week, and then in the second week we won the UK Stage Actors Award, and that was presented to us right after the show. So we had no knowledge that we were going to win this award, and they just surprised us on stage, you know. And it was just amazing. It was a very amazing feeling, and because the festival is so diverse, you know, like we had people from Australia Aborigines, we had people from, you know, like all types of all walks of life who all kept saying, thank you so much for telling my story. You know, and we were here thinking we're telling a South African story, you know, a story that's specific to us. Trees must fall, roads must fall. And there's other people like in the depth of the world who are dealing with the same issues, you know, statues, systematic exclusion, you know, all those things. And that's, I guess that's the success of the fall, that it tells a really human and black story instead of just like a specific theme. Yeah.
That sounds really, really cool, and it's incredible that all those people were actually able to relate to you. And have you been involved in any other tours?
Yes, actually, the fall was my fourth production of the year.
Okay.
So, yeah, I did Shakespeare's Maynardville during the year, and then I jumped onto My Children, My Africa in Joburg, so I toured around Joburg for a bit. And then I went to the Free State and Nelspruit. And yeah, right now I'm currently in Joburg. So I moved to Joburg earlier on in the year. And I'm just, you know, just seeing how the landscape is like.
Yep.
Yes, I've recently just started a Brian festive season, festive, you know, business just for the festive season. I did my first client last week here in Joburg. But yeah, I mean, you never stop writing. You know, creating your own work is always key for us, and that's what Age of the Artist is also focused on.
So, for any kids in the hospital who are aspiring to become actors and work in theatre, what advice would you give them in order to succeed?
Be as confident in yourself, in your thoughts, in the way you think, in your personality. And don't let people try to dictate how you should go, you know?
Yeah.
And don't always listen to what people say. You know, you can be in a hospital and 3 days after, 3 weeks after, or a couple of years after, you're out of there and you're doing the best because you believed in yourself, because you had that amount of confidence in yourself. And taking that this industry is such a very competitive and... It's kind of breaking. It breaks
yeah.
the person down at times. You know, you go to a whole lot of auditions and you don't book the job. And sometimes you might ask yourself, why didn't I book the job? Why did they reject me? You know, is it because I'm not tall enough? I'm not beautiful enough? X, Y, Z. You know, but if you have confidence in yourself, you will
yes.
know that it's not about me. You know, it's not that I'm not a good performer. It's not that I'm not a good-looking person. It's just that they had a certain look for a certain role,
yeah.
you know? But if you're confident in yourself and you stand firm and believe in yourself and your capabilities, like this industry, you will have what it takes to make it in this industry. And perseverance, you just have to persevere. I mean, I was scared, dude. Like, you're scared. Having to come out of university, fourth year, I only have a CSN performance honors degree. I'm looking at internships. It's scary. You're like, this degree doesn't fit anywhere. How am I even going to make a living? You know,
yeah.
black kids who don't have financial support from parents, you have to pay rent, you have to eat, you have to make sure that you look good. You have to make, there's so much, you know. But that's my advice. Be confident and just believe in yourself, stand firm, and look for like-minded people. Don't go for people who are about the hype. Look for
yeah.
like-minded people. The
yeah.
hype can bring you up and it can take you down. But if you like work consistently and you work for the craft and your love for the craft,
okay.
then I think you'll do well.
Now, Orabile, I'm not sure if you know this, but it's been 4 years the day since the iconic Nelson Mandela passed away. What sort of influence has he had on your life and your work?
Like, he was a very great man. Like, I look up to his perseverance. I look up to his, you know, his humility for people.
Yeah.
And I guess that's one thing that I can take from Mr. Nelson, you know, like just that humility, just to be about the people, you know, tell the people story. Mm. You know, that's I think key to Baikiti and Age of the Artists, The Fall, Munna Hasim, who Nwabi Saplaki's identity-heritage, you know, it's about the people. Be about the people, tell the people story.
Yeah. So our topic for today's show is about International Volunteers Day. And what is your view of the importance of volunteering and giving back to the community?
Give back time. Give back time. You know, like, time is a very trippy concept. And right now we have young people who are
have lots of time.
Towards our destinies, our goals, the life that we want to live. But then we forget that there's young people who are coming up who need, like, the experience that we've gained over the years, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to Northwest tomorrow. You know, I'm going to go to my old school and just see how I can, next year, how I can just implement some art and theater things that I've learned over the years.
Awesome.
So giving back time to kids who need that experience because they're going to matric, they're going to the first year of varsity, third year of varsity. How do I move there? How do I engage in those spaces? You know, because when we were in first year, coming right out of high school, we didn't know how to act. You know, it was such a cold space, such a big space, and that kind of affected how we learn, how we could articulate things, you know. But if we volunteer and we give back what we've learned to kids, you know, to know that when you get into varsity, you don't have to know all the big words that people are using. You don't have to, you know, think that you're a lot dumber because you're not asking questions or such, you know, because you're not free in that space. It's not a space that you know. Or like theater, you know, theater, people think you just get there and you act and it's finished. No, there's steps, there's procedures that you need to take. So I think giving back time is important.
Well, Urabile, thank you so much for having the interview today. It's been really cool having you on the line. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me. It was amazing.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.